The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Solutions by Linda D. Harper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Solutions by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing stress in our lives. The book begins with an introduction that explains the importance of recognizing and addressing stress, as well as how it can affect us both physically and mentally. It then goes on to discuss the different types of stressors we may encounter, such as work, family, relationships, finances, health issues, etc., and provide strategies for dealing with them effectively. The next section focuses on identifying personal triggers for stress and developing coping skills to manage them. This includes learning relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or progressive muscle relaxation, using positive self-talk, setting realistic goals, creating healthy boundaries, practicing mindfulness meditation, engaging in physical activity, getting adequate sleep, eating nutritious foods, seeking professional help when needed, and more. In addition to providing practical advice on how to reduce stress levels in everyday life situations, the book also offers guidance on how to create a healthier lifestyle overall through better nutrition habits, exercise routines tailored specifically for reducing anxiety levels, time management tips for staying organized at home or work environments, and other helpful suggestions. Finally, the author emphasizes that while there are many ways one can learn how to cope with stressful situations more effectively over time, such as through therapy or medication, the most important thing is finding what works best for each individual person so they can live their life free from unnecessary worry. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify your stressors. Recognizing the sources of stress in your life is the first step to managing it. This includes understanding the physical, mental, and emotional triggers that cause stress. Main idea number 2. Develop healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help reduce stress levels. Main idea number 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being present in the moment and focusing on the here and now. It can help reduce stress and anxiety. Main idea number 4. Take time for yourself. Taking time for yourself is essential for managing stress. This includes activities such as reading, listening to music, or taking a walk. Main idea number 5. Connect with others. Connecting with others can help reduce stress. This includes talking to friends and family, joining a support group, or volunteering. Main idea number 6. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery can help reduce stress. Main idea number 7. Get organized. Being organized can help reduce stress. This includes creating a daily schedule, setting priorities, and delegating tasks. Main idea number 8. Manage your time. Managing your time can help reduce stress. This includes setting realistic goals, breaking tasks into smaller steps, and avoiding procrastination. Main idea number 9. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries is essential for managing stress. This includes saying no to requests, setting limits on commitments, and taking time for yourself. Main idea number 10. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. This includes establishing a regular sleep schedule, avoiding caffeine and alcohol, and creating a relaxing bedtime routine. Main idea number 11. Exercise regularly. Regular exercise can help reduce stress. This includes activities such as walking, running, yoga, and strength training. Main idea number 12. Eat a healthy diet. Eating a healthy diet can help reduce stress. This includes eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Main idea number 13. Avoid unhealthy habits. Unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking alcohol, and using drugs can increase stress levels. Main idea number 14. Take breaks. Taking breaks throughout the day can help reduce stress. This includes taking a few minutes to relax, meditate, or do something enjoyable. Main idea number 15. Practice positive self-talk. Practicing positive self-talk can help reduce stress. This includes replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Main idea number 16. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help can help reduce stress. This includes talking to a therapist, doctor, or other mental health professional. Main idea number 17. Learn to accept things you can't change. Learning to accept things you can't change can help reduce stress. This includes understanding that some things are out of your control. Main idea number 18. Find meaning and purpose. Finding meaning and purpose in life can help reduce stress. This includes engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 19. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help reduce stress. This includes taking time to appreciate the good things in life. Main idea number 20. Develop a stress management plan. Developing a stress management plan can help reduce stress. This includes identifying your stressors, developing healthy habits, and practicing relaxation techniques. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in managing stress. It involves understanding the physical, mental, and emotional triggers that cause you to feel stressed. Once you have identified these sources of stress, it will be easier for you to develop strategies to manage them. For example, if a particular situation or person causes you a lot of anxiety, then it may help to limit your exposure to that situation or person as much as possible. It can also be helpful to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or mindfulness meditation when feeling overwhelmed by stressful situations. Additionally, talking with friends and family about what is causing you distress can provide support and help reduce feelings of isolation. By taking the time to identify your stressors and developing coping strategies for dealing with them effectively, you can take control over how they affect your life. Main idea number 2. Developing healthy habits is an important part of managing stress. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress levels by releasing endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good and relaxed. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables will provide the body with essential nutrients needed for optimal health. Additionally, getting enough sleep each night helps to restore energy levels and improve concentration during the day. Incorporating these healthy habits into your daily routine can be challenging at first, but it's worth it in the long run. Start small by setting realistic goals such as exercising for 30 minutes 3 times a week or eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. As you become more comfortable with these new habits, gradually increase them until they become second nature. It's also important to remember that developing healthy habits takes time and patience. Don't expect results overnight. With dedication and consistency, however, you will soon find yourself feeling healthier both physically and mentally. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to reduce stress and anxiety. It involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in the present moment without judgment or criticism. This can help you become more mindful of how you are feeling and what is happening around you. By focusing on the here and now, it can help to bring clarity to difficult situations that may be causing stress or anxiety. Mindfulness also helps us recognize our own patterns of thinking that may be contributing to our stress levels. We can learn how to observe these patterns without getting caught up in them or reacting negatively. This allows us to take a step back from stressful situations so we can respond with greater awareness and understanding. Finally, Practicing mindfulness helps us cultivate self-compassion, which is essential for managing stress effectively. Self-compassion involves treating ourselves kindly when we make mistakes or feel overwhelmed by life's challenges instead of beating ourselves up over them. Main idea number 4. Taking time for yourself is essential for managing stress. This means taking a break from your daily routine and dedicating some time to activities that you enjoy, such as reading, listening to music, or going for a walk. Taking this time allows you to relax and recharge so that when it comes time to tackle the tasks of the day again, you are better equipped with the energy and focus needed. When taking this me time, it is important not to feel guilty about it. It can be easy to think of all the other things we could be doing instead, but remember that taking care of yourself should always come first. If you don't take care of yourself, then how can you expect others around you to? It doesn't have to be anything extravagant either, just find something simple that brings joy into your life and make sure it becomes part of your regular routine. Whether it's yoga in the morning or an hour spent painting in the evening, whatever works best for you. Main idea number 5. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. When we are feeling overwhelmed, talking to someone who understands can help us feel less alone and more supported. It can also provide a distraction from our worries and give us perspective on the situation. There are many ways to connect with others when dealing with stress. Talking to friends or family members about what you're going through can be helpful in relieving some of your anxiety. Joining a support group or online forum where people share similar experiences can also be beneficial, as it allows you to learn from each other's stories and gain insight into how others cope with their own struggles. Volunteering is another great way to connect with people while helping out in your community at the same time. Not only will this give you something positive to focus on, but it will also allow you to meet new people and build relationships that could last for years. Main idea number 6. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to reduce stress. Deep breathing is a simple technique that involves focusing on your breath and taking slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. This helps to relax both the body and mind by slowing down your heart rate, calming your nervous system, and reducing tension in muscles. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique that involves tensing each muscle group for several seconds before releasing it. This helps to release physical tension from the body while also helping you become more aware of how different parts of your body feel when they are relaxed or tense. Guided imagery is another form of relaxation, which involves using visualization techniques such as imagining yourself in a peaceful place or situation where you feel safe and relaxed. Guided imagery can help reduce stress by allowing you to focus on something positive instead of worrying about stressful situations or events. All three of these techniques can be used together or separately depending on what works best for you. Main idea number 7. Getting organized is an important part of reducing stress. When you have a plan for how to manage your time and tasks, it can help reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed. Creating a daily schedule that includes both work and leisure activities can help ensure that you are making time for yourself as well as getting things done. Setting priorities helps you focus on what needs to be done first, so that less urgent tasks don't get neglected or forgotten about. Delegating tasks when possible also helps lighten the load. If there are people who can help with certain aspects of a project, take advantage of their assistance. Organizing your workspace can also make life easier by helping you find items quickly and easily. Having everything in its place will save time spent searching through piles of papers or drawers full of clutter. Taking regular breaks throughout the day is another way to stay organized. This allows your mind to rest and recharge before tackling more difficult tasks. By taking steps towards organization, such as creating schedules, setting priorities, delegating tasks, organizing workspaces, and taking regular breaks throughout the day, all these strategies combined will lead to reduced stress levels. Main idea number 8. Managing your time is an important part of reducing stress. When you have a plan for how to use your time, it can help you stay focused and organized. Setting realistic goals is key. If the goal is too ambitious, it can be overwhelming and lead to procrastination. Breaking tasks into smaller steps makes them more manageable and less intimidating. Additionally, Avoiding procrastination will help keep you on track with completing tasks in a timely manner. Time management also involves prioritizing tasks based on importance or urgency. This helps ensure that the most important things get done first while allowing some flexibility for other activities or leisurely pursuits. It's also helpful to set aside specific times during the day when certain tasks should be completed so that they don't pile up at once. Finally, taking regular breaks throughout the day can help reduce stress levels by giving yourself a chance to relax and recharge before tackling another task. Taking short walks or doing light stretching exercises are great ways to give yourself a break from work without feeling guilty about not being productive. Main idea number 9. Setting boundaries is an important part of managing stress. It means saying no to requests that are too much for you, setting limits on how much time and energy you can commit to something, and taking the time to take care of yourself. When we set boundaries, we create a sense of control over our lives, which helps us manage our stress levels. Boundaries also help us protect ourselves from being taken advantage of or feeling overwhelmed by others' demands. By setting clear expectations with those around us about what we can and cannot do, it allows us to be more assertive in communicating our needs and feelings. It's important to remember that setting boundaries doesn't mean shutting people out or avoiding difficult conversations. Rather, it's about creating healthy relationships where both parties feel respected and heard. Setting boundaries takes practice, but once mastered, it can be a powerful tool in reducing stress. Main idea number 10. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. Establishing a regular sleep schedule helps to ensure that you are getting the recommended amount of rest each night. This means going to bed and waking up at the same time every day, even on weekends or days off. Avoiding caffeine and alcohol in the evening can also help improve your quality of sleep. Creating a relaxing bedtime routine can also be beneficial for reducing stress levels. Taking some time before bed to do something calming, such as reading, listening to music, or taking a warm bath, can help prepare your body and mind for restful sleep. By following these simple steps, you will be able to get enough rest each night, which will help reduce stress levels and keep you feeling energized throughout the day. Main idea number 11. Exercising regularly is one of the best ways to reduce stress. Not only does it help to release endorphins, which are natural mood boosters, but it also helps to clear your mind and give you a sense of accomplishment. Walking, running, yoga, and strength training are all great activities that can help reduce stress levels. When exercising outdoors, take in the sights and sounds around you. This can be very calming for the mind. Exercise doesn't have to be intense or time-consuming. Even just 10 minutes a day can make a difference. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by stress on a regular basis, try setting aside some time each day for exercise. This could mean going for an early morning jog before work or taking part in an online yoga class during lunchtime, whatever works best for your schedule. Regular exercise will not only help with reducing stress levels but also improve overall physical health. Main idea number 12. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of reducing stress. Eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can help to provide the body with essential nutrients that it needs to stay healthy and strong. Additionally, eating these foods can help to reduce inflammation in the body, which has been linked to increased levels of stress. Furthermore, by avoiding processed foods and sugary snacks, you can avoid spikes in blood sugar levels, which have also been associated with higher levels of stress. In addition to providing your body with essential nutrients for health and well-being, eating a balanced diet can also help improve moods, as certain vitamins such as B vitamins are known for their ability to boost serotonin production in the brain. Serotonin is responsible for regulating our emotions, so having adequate amounts helps us feel more relaxed and less stressed out. Finally, when we eat nutritious meals, we tend to have more energy throughout the day, which allows us to be more productive at work or school while still having enough energy left over for leisure activities or hobbies that bring joy into our lives. This balance between productivity and relaxation helps keep our minds from becoming overwhelmed by too much stimulation. Main idea number 13. Avoiding unhealthy habits is an important part of managing stress. Smoking, drinking alcohol, and using drugs can all increase stress levels in the short term and long term. In the short term, these activities can lead to feelings of guilt or shame that add to existing stress levels. In the long term, they can cause physical health problems that further contribute to overall stress. If you are engaging in any of these activities as a way to cope with your current level of stress, it is important to find healthier alternatives. Exercise has been proven to be one of the most effective ways for reducing both physical and mental tension associated with stressful situations. Additionally, talking about your worries with friends or family members can help you gain perspective on difficult situations. Finally, taking time out for yourself each day is essential for maintaining good mental health during times of high stress. This could include reading a book or magazine article that interests you, listening to music, going for a walk, meditating, or doing something creative such as painting or writing poetry. Main idea number 14. Taking breaks throughout the day can be an effective way to reduce stress. Breaks provide a much-needed respite from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, allowing us to take a step back and relax. Taking regular breaks allows us to recharge our batteries, giving us more energy for when we return to work or other activities. When taking a break, it is important to do something that you enjoy. This could include reading a book, going for a walk in nature, listening to music or engaging in some form of creative activity such as painting or drawing. It is also beneficial to practice mindfulness during your break by focusing on your breathing and being aware of how your body feels in the present moment. Breaks are not only beneficial for reducing stress, but they can also help improve productivity levels as well as mental clarity. By taking regular breaks throughout the day, you will be able to stay focused on tasks at hand while avoiding burnout. Main idea number 15. Practicing positive self-talk is an important part of managing stress. It involves replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations. For example, if you find yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "I'm not good enough," replace those thoughts with something like, "I am capable and I will succeed." This type of self-talk helps to build confidence and reduce feelings of anxiety or fear that often accompany stressful situations. Positive self-talk also helps to reframe the way we think about our circumstances. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, focus on what could go right. Remind yourself that you have the skills and resources necessary to handle whatever comes your way. Positive affirmations can help boost motivation and give us the courage to take risks when needed. It may feel strange at first, but it gets easier over time as you practice more regularly. Start by writing down some positive statements that resonate with you and repeat them throughout the day whenever possible, in moments of stress or even just during your daily routine. Main idea number 16. Seeking professional help is an important step in reducing stress. A therapist, doctor, or other mental health professional can provide invaluable guidance and support to help you manage your stress levels. They can offer advice on how to better cope with difficult situations and develop healthier habits for managing stress. Additionally, they may be able to recommend medications or treatments that could further reduce your stress levels. When seeking out a professional for help with managing your stress, it's important to find someone who you feel comfortable talking to and trust. It's also helpful if the person has experience dealing with similar issues as yours so that they are better equipped to understand what you are going through and provide appropriate solutions. It's also important not to underestimate the power of simply talking about your feelings and experiences with someone else who understands them. Talking openly about stressful events can often lead to greater insight into why certain things cause us distress, which in turn helps us learn how best we can deal with them. Main idea number 17. Learning to accept things you can't change is an important part of managing stress. It means understanding that some situations are out of your control and accepting them as they are. This can help reduce the amount of stress in your life, as it allows you to focus on what you can do instead of worrying about what you cannot do. Accepting things that are out of your control also helps to put things into perspective, allowing you to see the bigger picture and understand why certain events have happened. When faced with a situation that is beyond our control, it is important to remember that we cannot always be in charge or make everything happen according to our plans. We must learn how to let go and trust in the process, even if it doesn't turn out exactly how we wanted it to. Learning this skill will help us become more resilient when facing difficult times. It is also important not to dwell on past mistakes or failures, but rather use them as learning experiences for future success. By focusing on what we can learn from these experiences instead of dwelling on them, we will be able to move forward with greater confidence and resilience. Finally, learning acceptance involves being kinder towards ourselves by recognizing our own limitations and strengths without judgment or criticism. When we practice self-compassion and kindness towards ourselves during challenging times, it becomes easier for us to accept whatever comes our way. Main idea number 18. Finding meaning and purpose in life can be a powerful tool for reducing stress. When we have something to look forward to, it gives us hope and motivation. It also helps us focus on the positive aspects of our lives instead of dwelling on the negative. By engaging in activities that bring joy and fulfillment, we can find a sense of purpose that will help reduce stress levels. Having meaningful goals is an important part of finding meaning and purpose in life. These goals should be realistic yet challenging enough to keep you motivated. They should also align with your values so that you feel connected to them emotionally as well as intellectually. Setting achievable milestones along the way will help you stay focused on achieving your goal. It's also important to take time out for yourself each day, even if it's just 10 minutes or so. This could involve reading a book, taking a walk outside, listening to music or doing some yoga or meditation exercises, whatever works best for you. Taking this time out from everyday stresses allows us to reconnect with ourselves and gain perspective on what really matters. Main idea number 19. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to reduce stress. It involves taking time to appreciate the good things in life, no matter how small they may seem. This can be done by writing down 3 things you are grateful for each day or simply reflecting on what you have been blessed with throughout your life. Doing this regularly helps us focus on the positive aspects of our lives and shifts our attention away from negative thoughts and feelings. Gratitude also encourages us to take action towards achieving our goals and dreams. When we recognize all that we have, it gives us motivation to strive for more. We become inspired to work hard and make changes in order to create an even better future for ourselves. Finally, practicing gratitude helps build stronger relationships with others as well as ourselves. By expressing appreciation for those around us, we foster deeper connections which can lead to greater happiness overall. Main idea number 20. Developing a stress management plan is an important step in reducing stress. The first step is to identify your stressors, or the things that cause you to feel stressed. This could include work deadlines, family obligations, financial worries, and more. Once you have identified your sources of stress, it's time to develop healthy habits that can help reduce the amount of stress you experience. This includes getting enough sleep each night, eating nutritious meals throughout the day, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring joy into your life. In addition to developing healthy habits for managing stress levels, it's also important to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or meditation. These practices can help calm your mind and body so that you are better able to cope with stressful situations when they arise. Finally, make sure to take breaks throughout the day so that you don't become overwhelmed by all of your responsibilities. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.